Ezekiel chapter 12. Then the word of the Lord came to me and said, Son of Adam, you are living among a rebellious house. Those who have eyes to see but do not see, and who have ears to hear but do not hear, for they are a rebellious house. But you, son of Adam, make yourself articles for your deportation, and deport yourself by day in their sight, and deport yourself from your place to another place in their sight. Perhaps they will see, although they are a rebellious house, and you will bring out your articles, articles for your deportation, by day in their sight. Then you will come out in the evening in their sight, like people being deported. In their sight, hack your way through the wall and bring your articles out through it. Carry them on your shoulder in their sight. Bring them out after sunset. Cover your face and do not look at the land, for I have made you a sign to the house of Israel. So I did so, as I had been commanded. I brought out my articles, namely articles for my deportation, by day, and in the evening I hacked my way through the wall by hand, and after sunset I brought them out on my shoulder, and I carried them in their sight. Then the word of the Lord came to me in the morning, and said, Son of Adam, did the house of Israel, the rebellious house, say to you, What are you doing? Say to them, This is what my Lord the Lord says. This oracle is about the prince in Jerusalem, and the whole house of Israel, among whom they are. Say, I am your sign. As I have done, so shall it be done to them in deportation. They will go into captivity, and the prince who is among them will carry his articles on his shoulder after sunset, and he will go out. They will hack through the wall to bring their articles out through it. He will hide his face, because he will not see what is before his eyes, the land. And I will spread my net over him, and he will be caught in my netting, and I will bring him to Babylon, the land of the Chaldeans. But he will not see it, and he will die there. And I will scatter all who are around him, his support and all his governmental departments, to every wind, and I will draw out the sword after them. And they will know that I am the Lord when I disperse them among the Gentiles, when I scatter them in the various countries. But I will leave over a small number of their men, remaining from the sword, and from famine and from disease, in order that they may describe all their abominations among the Gentiles, where they go, and they will know that I am the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came to me and said, Son of Adam, you will eat your bread with trembling, and you will drink your water with trepidation and with anxiety. And you shall say to the people of the land, This is what my Lord, the Lord says to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and concerning the land of Israel. They will eat their bread with anxiety, and they will drink their water with bewilderment, because its land will be stripped of its fullness, owing to the violence of all the inhabitants in it. For the inhabited cities will become waste, and the land will become a desolation, and you will know that I am the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came to me and said, Son of Adam, what does this saying of yours concerning the land of Israel mean, which says, The days are taking their time, and every vision has failed? Well, say to them, This is what my Lord the Lord says. I will put a stop to this saying, and they will not quote it any more in Israel. But say rather to them, The days are approaching with the reality of every vision. For there will no longer be any false vision or flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord. I will speak the word which I will speak, and it will be carried out. It will not be delayed any longer. For in your days, you rebellious house, I will speak the word, and I will carry it out, says the Lord, the Lord. And the word of the Lord came to me and said, Son of Adam, be aware that the house of Israel are saying, The vision which he was seeing is for many days in the future, and he is prophesying for remote times. So say to them, This is what my Lord the Lord says. None of my words will be delayed any longer. The word which I speak will be carried out, says the Lord, the Lord.